Hey y'all, so I just wanted to say right quick, this is just a quick video because I'll be busy tomorrow and I won't have time to do any content. So next upload will be, whenever. But like I was saying about the region of the world download that I have, that'll be whenever I get a chance. So what I wanted to say was the lady that I was talking about, the older lady that approached Kenyatta. Or said, talked to Kenyatta and said, "I know who you are. Can you ask Saint Michael, meaning me, Bree, for the money that I need?" This was a total stranger. Kenyatta has reported to me that the lady did say she got everything she needed and she's very happy. Okay, so it was about 7 days, like I thought it would be. She's got all the money she needed, so mission accomplished on that. And I wanted to also say that bitch that we call Pinky, also known as Zarita, I think that's her name, Zarita, that bitch ended up in the fucking mental hospital, I believe. My guides and Kenyatta has all also said that she believes that she's committed to the psych hospital, and from what my guides say, she won't be getting out. So this is what happens when you've been attacking Kenyatta for years, but then you step into my field, whore. You are now in jail and you will not be getting out, and it's on your record now that you've been committed. So if you ever do get out, motherfuckers are gonna know that you're incapacitated. You'll never be the same, okay? And this is what happens when hoes play too much with magic and they run around attacking people, but it wasn't until you stepped in my motherfucking field that you got laid the fuck out and strapped down on that bed and got pumped full of some motherfucking howl doll hoe. And that's what you get. That's what you fucking get. Really, they need to do a lobotomy on your ass and just completely make you go into a vegetative state, because you don't need to be out here doing nothing. You don't need to be released at all. And so thank you to the authorities who committed this bitch, Zarita. Thank you to the authorities who committed her to a psych ward or a psych hospital. Thank you for stepping in as I asked you to step in and do something about these bitches. Now, there's a couple more that's got to be dealt with, okay? The one named Bullface, aka Alamitra Abdullah, or whatever her name is, and then that bitch Rashiata Weaver. Them two need to be handled too, okay? So get they asses and get them bitches that were on YouTube running their mouth about me too. Get them hoes. See, you step in my field, you get what the fuck you looking for. And to that man that was trying to enter my body, nigga or bitch, I know you're not going to try that shit again. I know you're not. Because my guys and ancestors said you ain't going to try it again. But this bitch Alamitra was the other one who was trying to enter my body. That hoe probably will try it again, but she going to get knocked the fuck down the next time she try it. So if you listening, you fat ass black bitch, Alamitra, you've been warned multiple times. You're morbidly obese as it is. When some gangrene or some goddamn lymphedema start eating your ass up from the bottom up, you will know what the fuck is going on. Because I got a feeling that's going to happen to you. Something about your circulation. And I found out your motherfucking ass is homeless now. You couch surfing. Interesting that you now couch surfing because you've been fucking with me. You was messing with Kenyatta for years, but then you step in my field and you get your ass towed through. I tow your black ass out the fucking frame, bitch. And now you don't know, you running from pillar to post, as we say in the South. Ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, but talking about, I'ma die trying to take what you got, Kenyatta, and I'ma die trying. Yeah, you goddamn right. And them Satanists gonna grill your black ass up just like I said they are. That's what you get for going to them thinking they was gonna teach you some shit and let you get away with it. Oh, they taught you some shit. But they gonna turn around and get rid of your black ass. And I will be happy when they do. Okay? Happy. I'm gonna celebrate the destruction of all you pieces of shit that were attacking people, attacking me, trying to steal, thinking you can step into my body and see through my eyes and get my gifts and know what I know, trying to access or thinking you can access my level of knowledge when you are not a fucking Seraph. Do you understand that the Seraph are the ones, the seraphim, protect the throne of the Most High? Do you understand that? Go read it. You ain't on that motherfucking level. That's why that black bitch almost died accessing my level of knowledge. You ain't on that kind of level to be around the throne of the Most High. Please, bitch. You fancy yourself way more than what you are, and you really a fucking earth slug. Really, you less than that. You a satanic slug. Like I said, these hoes was crawling the floors of hell thinking they're gonna compete with me. I was in the presence of the Most High in the third heaven years ago. I'm on a totally different frequency now, meaning I've really come into the full understanding of who I am. I knew I was an earth or incarnated angel and very special back then. Years ago, I was in the presence of the Most High, and he asked me what I wanted to do with two motherfucker souls, two black ass motherfuckers who were playing with magic back then, who were trying to energy harvest off of me back then. I wonder where they are now. But no, I really don't wonder, because I don't give a fuck, just long as they not bothering me. But I promise you, everything they got, if they got anything off of me, they lost it. It collapsed. Just like whatever little, you know, notoriety people were trying to build off of me, that shit collapsed. Whatever little money people was trying to get off of me, that shit blew up in their face and it came right back to me. Because I rule the house of other people's money. So I'll take your fucking money. Now you can get with me the right way and you'll get some fucking money. Fuck with me and get some money, okay? Or you can fuck with me the wrong way and lose. You won't just lose your money though. You lose your goddamn sanity and your goddamn life. You might lose children. You might lose your place to live. You might lose a lot of shit. You don't know who you fucking dealing with. And that's the fucking problem. I've warned multiple people. I've warned all of y'all. You don't know who you fucking dealing with. Now, on another note, those of you, some of you, I don't get a chance to write back or text back right away because I have to be careful about doing all that texting because I can end up with carpal tunnel pain. I don't have carpal tunnel, but my hands start to get, you know, kind of like fatigued from doing all of that texting and shit and typing. So I have to take breaks. Plus, I have to take energy breaks, you know, and I know a lot of us are dealing with like, karmics and toxic people and toxic ass family members and stuff. So I have to take energy breaks to where I just don't communicate with people at all. Or I'll take energy breaks in between, like a couple times a day. Like it may be a couple hours before I can respond, or I may have to wait till the next day to respond to something. And that's only because the Most High tells me, take a break. You've done enough for today. Take a break. Go get your dinner, take your shower, and go to bed. Don't write no more text messages. Don't write, you know, don't respond to that right now. Go to bed, go meditate, go pray, whatever. Go read, then go to bed. That's how I operate. I follow instructions because I can't overwhelm my body with all that damn energy of nasty ass motherfuckers, you know. And then especially if I have a session, a lot of these sessions involve very toxic people. So I have to clear my energy afterwards and stuff, which I enjoy helping people. But I'm just letting you know, I never mind people venting to me, but I don't, you know, I'll check a motherfucker if they dumping, because I've had people try that shit. This ain't no emotional dumping ground. Now, I'm not accusing nobody of that. I'm just saying that has happened with a client in the past where she was trying to use me to dump on me and then at the same time attacking my fucking chakras. And that bitch got laid the fuck out too, trying to start a witch war. Okay, so she found out the hard way what fucking with me can do, ruin her reputation for life. All anybody need do is search the internet. They're gonna find something about what I said about what the fuck she did. That includes any employers or anybody else that might want to find out about the bitch. Okay, so I don't mind anybody venting, of course not. But I do limit how much toxicity I absorb before I take a break. I don't particularly like spending a whole lot of time talking about toxic ass motherfuckers. If I come on here and address that shit, it's because it needs to be put on blast because other people need to know the truth. But the rest of the time, I prefer to keep my mind on higher things. And I try to like strategize and think about things that are for the betterment of my future. I don't spend all day thinking about what a fucking karmic is doing or low vibrational person or whatever. And I know it's kind of hard for, you know, some people to get out of that energy of just worrying about what so-and-so gonna do or what they said. Or yeah, I mean, sometimes we have to think about and address those. We have to have strong boundaries and make sure that we take care of the things we need to take care of when someone is after us and constantly targeting us. However, there's a difference between that and then just being stuck in a cycle of giving motherfuckers more relevance in your life and more of a foothold in your life than they deserve. I block people out. That's the glory of having a fucking Aquarius moon. I know how to block motherfuckers out. King of Swords shit. I cut them off. Fuck it. You're not coming back over here. Okay. You can try your little shit if you want to, but you're not gonna insert yourself into my life as if you run this motherfucker here. I'm the one that stared death in the face and talked to death. Not you, bitch. Not you, motherfucker. So you're not gonna run anything here. And that's how you have to let people know, because people are highly psychopathic and narcissistic these days. This is the worst fucking culture on the planet. Okay, the worst that this planet has seen. That's why a lot of the wildlife and nature is dying. I just saw a news broadcast yesterday talking about how Saiga elk are just dropping by the thousands in this mysterious disease, and the scientists don't know what the fuck it is. Why are they dropping dead like that? It's obviously got to do with frequency pollution or something. It's a disease that scientists are baffled by. You know what? I wish a lot of these humans would drop like that. That's why that cough is circulating. And it's going to be some more, little, like I said, some variants, which they're now confirming my channel. And I said there would be more variants. Now they're saying there's more variants. It's going to knock a lot of motherfuckers out. But it's going to be some more shit that come through that's going to be worse than that cough. They're going to kill a lot of these fuckers off because they don't belong on the planet no more. They've had enough time to make their decisions about what master they want to serve and what they want to do and who they want to be. You know, they didn't want to course correct. Fuck it, we'll course correct and we'll send you up out of here. Period. We'll steer your ship for you and get you up out of here. We'll take control of the vessel and just send you to the fucking scrap heap of destruction. It's not a motherfucking problem. So just understand who you trifling with when you try me. And I know it's always going to be people that try me, but again, you always going to get your fucking issue and you're going to get laid the fuck out every time you do it. Every fucking time. Check with the bitch in the psych ward. Because that ain't the only bitch I've sent to the psych ward in the last 6 months. There was somebody else who tried me that ended up in the psych ward and now understands. They been knew who I was, but whatever happened, their ego or magic over them or whatever got the best of them, or mind control programming, whatever it might have been. They was tripping and they tried me and they ended up in the fucking psych ward. This is the second bitch that tried me with some magic and they ended up in the psych ward. Don't fucking play with me if you know what's good for you. Keep your fucking sneak dissing and your little magic and your little bullshit to yourself. Because I'll turn it around on you. And when I turn it around on you, I'm going to beat you with a sledgehammer. I'm not going to be nice and light with it. If you ever step to me on some fuck shit, I'm going to crush you. I don't allow people to get back up and swing on me again. I am going to crush you. That way you don't have an opportunity to try it again. Or any opportunities you do have and any attempts will be so weak that it's barely discernible to me. That way, I know if you trying me with the big lioness that I am and the rank I got, you got to be a hellion and running roughshod over other people. So that's why I will crush you. Because if you trying me the big dog, I know you messing with the puppies out here. And I can't have that. So I'm going to just euthanize you. I'm going to crush you and I'm going to disable you to the point where you're not going to really be able to fuck with nobody. Not significantly. I am a protector of the Most High for the, not a protect, like, not like I protect the Most High, but yeah, the Seraph do, you know, guard the throne of the Most High, but I'm saying I'm a protector as in one of the Most High's protectors of souls on the planet and off the planet. So therefore, there's got to be order. And if people don't want to obey the order, that's fine. You're just going to reap consequences. All right. So I'll talk to y'all later. Got it. Like I said, got some stuff to do later. It's about midnight. Actually, it's after midnight. But it's 12:46. Okay. Now switching over to 12:47, which is 33. So that's 3 and 11. All right. So angel number 311 may be significant. But that number's been coming up a lot. 333, 33, 311, etc. And I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all have a great rest of your night, day, evening. I dropped my phone in the covers. Night, day, evening, etc. Have a great day for the high vibrational people. And Grand Rising, good morning to you if you hear this in the morning. And take care. Let people know who you are and who you ain't. Okay? Stand up for what's right.